Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when we talk about building the city of Pensacola, that means we have Jonathan Cook here this morning with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, who's been here quite a few years and I suspect has made a difference for a lot of homes in Pensacola.
Yes, so we've been here about 21 years.
Yeah, no kidding. So how you doing? Tell me everything.
I'm doing good. So, going into the holiday season, we still have our paint special going.
Oh, tell us about that first.
We have a lot of people scheduling flooring right now because, they want to get stuff done before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going good. So we're doing good. We've been around for a long time, and we hope to be around for a long time to come.
Okay. So how do folks get in touch with you? And we'll talk a little bit more about your store and everything, but how they get in touch with you, and you do have a website?
Right. So if you're just tuning in, so you can check us out at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on our Facebook page. You can give us a call at our office at 850-332-5905, or you can just stop by our store and see us at 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola.
Okay, talk about your store a little bit, because it is construction and flooring, and you have a whole showroom that's available.
Right, yeah, so, a lot of people will think that we just do flooring, and we do a lot of that. So mm-hmm. We own Jonathan's Flooring, and we direct import. And then we sell retail and then also install flooring. So we have a pretty good size operation when it comes to flooring, and we invest a lot into it to keep those prices down. We try to bulk order and we try to buy ahead. Like a lot of people have been asking me lately about the tariffs.
Right.
So we try to really buy ahead and stock up as much as we can so those prices don't affect us and our customers. Because at the end of the day, if it affects our customers, it affects us, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they can't afford to do it, they're not going to hire us to do it. So we want to keep those prices. We work as hard as we can to keep those prices down for our customers. But then we have the whole remodel side. So Jonathan's Construction, it does complete full house renovations. So we're talking about like even siding and painting and, windows and kitchen and bathroom remodels, things like that. Just mostly full house renovations, though. It's a wide variety of different services, but mm-hmm. And we do good to try to keep it all going and flowing together.
Yeah, you always talk about how you have a great team, and part of the team too is here today. Howard Seaton is our marketing consultant for Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So good morning, Howard. I'm glad you're here
morning.
With us.
Hey, Jonathan. Good to see you, my friend.
And if you have a question, he is comprehensive in what he does, including the remodeling, the flooring. There's so many things that we can talk about, and that's what this whole show is about. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, and our experts are here. So 850-437-1620. One of the things that comes up every time you're on the show, we start talking about vinyl plank and the different types of flooring that are available. So maybe we should just launch into that and talk a bit about what you have available and what is it exactly.
Right. So vinyl plank is the new trend in flooring, and I say the new trend, but it's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much a trend, I guess, as it is just an innovation in flooring, right? So used to be we would sell a lot of wood, and then we would sell a lot of the laminate. When laminate came out, was real popular, and then we had tile that was real popular for a while, like wood look tile was real popular in the early 2000s. And now vinyl plank has really taken all of that and put it into one. So it's waterproof. It kind of looks like wood. It's got, if you get a good product with like a good wear layer, so mm-hmm. that's how much acrylic is put on top of it, it's not going to get scratched and worn out as easy. And so I hear that a lot from people. They think, vinyl plank, because it's scratch proof. I always tell people, no, it's not, because you absolutely can scratch it. But what's important is that you get a good product with a good wear layer, something with an acrylic bead, and then it will hold up and not scratch nearly as easy.
Right.
Right. Like you can almost scratch anything. So I hate to sell anything and say it's scratch proof.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a good product and say, what we're looking for is a 20 millimeter or better wear layer.
And so what does that mean exactly?
So that's how much acrylic they put on it. So like mm-hmm. if you were staining a piece of wood and how much polyurethane you put on it, like how much slack or clear coat you put on it.
Right.
That's basically what it is. How much acrylic is put on top of the flooring to stop those scratches from scratching the surface.
No,
right?
That makes sense. Yeah.
So it's really innovated a lot from where it used to be. I would say, you can compare it to like wood or laminate flooring because mm-hmm. it looks similar to that, but really innovated. to be waterproof and, you know, hold up to the locking systems a little bit better on it. Most of it's going to be a uniclick locking system.
It's very authentic looking. I have it in my home, and it doesn't seem like, it looks like wood. It doesn't seem like something fake.
Right,
like,
right. But, you know, it varies so much because there's so many different companies that make it now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we get a lot from overseas, but we also have some really good companies right here in the United States, like U.S. Floors that produce it, and we buy from them as well. And sometimes you can get better products from, you know, some of our local factories here when it comes to things like variation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that we get from overseas will have, like, you know, 7 to 9 board variation in it. So that means there's 7 to 9 different prints in that flooring, right? And that's how much it variation.
Wow. Okay.
Some of the U.S. companies will have up to 30
really?
Boards of variation, yes. So that means you're not seeing the same board repeat itself in the floor. So those are all things to look for, and those are all things that we look for when we're ordering and buying. We mm-hmm. try to get, you know, because you see some of these cheap brands out there, and they just have 2 or 3 variations in it.
I see some of the warehouses around town, and I think,
the building looks suspicious. Board over and over, right?
Right.
So we always try to make sure we have stuff that has at least 7 to 9 boards variation,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of our U.S. companies, 20 to 30 boards.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes into the back end that people don't see. And then what kind of flooring for your house, right? Because you want to make sure you get the right kind, especially in Florida with all the humidity and the weather and the rain we get, things like that. You want to make sure you have something that's going to hold up in your house. So I see that's a really common problem with a lot of people, is they think they can just go to like a big box store and buy whatever flooring they like and put it down.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially you can, right? But it may not be the best fit for your house, or it may not be the right kind for your house. And what's going to happen is just not going to hold up over the long term. And in some cases, and I'll say extreme cases, it could actually ruin your floors, right?
Oh.
It could ruin your subflooring. If you have an off-grade house and you put, say, like an SPC product in mm-hmm. there, and it sits there and holds moisture, it can rot out the subfloor in the wood. And those are all reasons why it's important to at least consult a professional, whether it's us or someone else, before doing your project.
And you do that. You'll come out and do a free inspection and give someone a sense of what their options are.
Right, right. So we do. So we do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday. It's a free estimate, and you can schedule one by just calling our office at 850-332-5905. And so usually it's either me or Steve that comes out and does the estimate,
mm-hmm.
but we do estimates, and I always tell people we do consultations too. And there is a difference in the two. And you can just schedule either one, and I'm still going to come and I'll do whichever one. But sometimes people don't want an estimate. Sometimes they just want some information on it.
Right.
Say, hey, I'm thinking about replacing my floors. I don't know what kind of floor I want, or I don't know what route I'm going to take with it. And they just want a consultation, just kind of go over it and say, hey, this would be a good type of flooring for your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will tell them, hey, look for this kind of product, or I even tell my office, like, this is the product they need, or within these, you know, dynamics. And then they can go to the office and pick something out. Then we can come back and do an estimate depending on what they pick out.
So, nice.
And sometimes we can just take the square foot down there mm-hmm. and then do the estimate later once they pick something out.
And you also do that for remodeling. I keep saying I'm going to have to come out and take a look at my bathroom because it's desperate.
Right.
I'm desperate for a change. But you could come out and do that.
Yeah, yeah. And so I get a lot of people in their call. And I will say it's probably the hardest estimate that I get. And I get it often. But I'll go to somebody's house and their schedule, say, like a kitchen remodel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, well, you know, I would like to do the bathroom. I would like to do the floor. I like to do the exterior. And they'd be like, can you write me an estimate for each one? And I'll be like, okay, you know, because it's going to take like half the day to write all these estimates.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind it sometimes because then I'm like, all right, well, let's break it down on different estimates. And so I might give them 4 or 5 estimates, but mm-hmm. then they have different avenues to look at. And they may say, you know, they may have been saving up for the kitchen, but if say if it's $25,000 and they've got $10,000, they may be like, I can go and afford to do the bathroom
right.
on this estimate, and they may do a different estimate. You know, I always tell people, like, the prices do change, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your estimate may not be any good 6 months from now, but it's probably not going to be big difference in change, right? It's going to be a good idea of what it's going
to
mm-hmm. cost.
Just to kind of give you a sense of it.
Right.
And you also do line by line.
Line by line,
too,
yeah.
Which is really helpful because if someone's, well, it's going to be about $15,000. What am I getting
for that?
Right. So when you have it line by line, then I can go, well, I don't really need that. And maybe I could substitute.
And believe it or not, it actually protects us as much as a customer. So it really protects the customer in the fact that they know what they're getting and mm-hmm. what they're spending their money on. But it also protects us in the fact that we know exactly what we're doing, right? So we're not showing up and have this expectation of redoing this whole house. And,
right.
You know, when it's lined out line by line, then everybody knows what's happening. Mm-hmm. I like to be very transparent. I hate it when people tell me, and it happens quite often. People will be like, especially regular customers, they'd be like, well, just go do it and bill me for it. Or, you know, I need this done on my rental house. Just do mm-hmm. it and send us a bill. And I don't like that at all. I feel like sometimes I end up billing less because I'm worried. Like, I don't want to bill them, like, you know, $10,000 and then think I'm taking advantage of
them,
right?
Yeah.
So I'll end up billing it less than what I would have estimated it for.
Don't do that.
I know.
Don't do that.
That's why I hate it. So, like, when people call and they're like, just do it, you know, send me a bill. A lot of times I tell Sherry, I'll be like, just put it down and send us out for an estimate anyway. Send them an estimate.
Okay.
Because I want them to know up front because it protects us and it protects them too. You know.
Okay, we got a text that came in asking about remodeling. Can you give me a sense of the range of remodels that you do from a total house remodel to adding shelves? What is your
right.
range, I guess? They're talking about what do you do in terms of...
Yeah, so, you know, we're state-certified building contractors, right? So we can build anything from the ground up, mm-hmm. residential or commercial up to 3 stories. We don't, you know, right? So we don't go around building Walmart stores or shopping malls because we don't specialize in that, but legally we can. And so we're covered to build the whole house, so mm-hmm. anything in the house. So most of what we're going to do, though, is mostly your interior remodeling, paint, flooring, cabinets, kitchen and bathroom, siding, windows. That's pretty much our scope of work. But then we have concrete guys we sub out to. So if we need concrete, we'll bring them in. Mm-hmm. We have electricians, we have plumbers, and we have an AC guy that we sub out to. And we even have a clean lady we use at the end. So if it's something that we don't do, then most times we can sub it out to somebody. Now, if you call us just for your AC unit, chances are we're just going to refer you to an AC company.
Right,
we're not going
to
go out and do that. But if we're remodeling your house and you need an AC unit, then we're added into our quote and we're oversee them doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, we will charge between 10 and 15% if we're overseeing it. So if your AC, you know, regular is $5,000, the price we would get, we would charge you $5,500. And that $500 would be our fee for overseeing it. So if you're doing a whole remodel, that might be worth it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you just need your AC replaced, it's not worth paying us to oversee that, right?
Right.
So then I'll say, hey, just call this AC company. They give us good pricing and get a price and just have it done, you know. But if we're doing the whole job, then we will cover it all under our building permit and we will bring our own subcontractors in. I will say most of the time, our subcontractors give us a discount. So a lot of times we get about a 20% discount from our subcontractors.
Because it's a direct referral?
Because we do so much with them, right?
Right.
Because we give them a lot of business because they don't have to go out and sell the job. We've already sold it.
Right.
We're going to collect the money. We're going to pay them. They ain't going to worry about nothing on the back end. Just get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time they will give us a 20% discount. We will then re-up their bill 15% for a management fee, right? And the customer is still getting it for 5% less than they could have just got it for. So we are still saving them money mm-hmm. in most cases. And if we come across a situation where we're not going to save you money, it's more affordable for you to do it on your own, we'll tell you that and just tell you to go call somebody else.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Pep Talk. The number here, 850-437-1620. Got a text in. I have a beautiful old home and the whole front veranda is rotting out. Can you help?
Yeah, believe it or not, that's really common.
And, I would imagine, you know, here with this weather and the moisture.
It is. And the worst thing you can do is just leave it alone. I'm bad about this myself with my own property.
You see it and you think, I'll put a rug over it.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have time to get to it right now, especially if it's rented out and I got a tenant that's paying and not bothering me. I might only go by there, you know, every 6 months and just check on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see something like, I really need to get that done. But rot spreads, right? It spreads.
Oh.
It's very contagious.
Hmm.
So if you have a board that's rotted, it's going to continue spreading. So I had this investor one time, and he had pointed out to me, he had like this it was like a freestanding garage. He kept all his extra build material in.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, he's like, I don't really want to spend a lot of money on it right now. But he's like, cut the rotted boards out and just get them out of there, if nothing else. He's like, because it will continue spreading. And I was like, you know, it's really, really good idea. I never thought about that.
I like, never thought of
I'm
that.
I'm not
going to
replace
just now.
Them,
yeah.
Just get it out of there.
Yeah.
Because that rot will continue spreading. So it is something that's important to address, but it's not the end of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just wood. And most of the times, if you do have rot on the front of your house, you have wood siding or wood trim, which
right.
is some of the easiest to work on. You know, we have good carpenters that can cut it out, patch the siding in,
mm-hmm.
and then we can paint it when it's done. You just keeping your house painted will really help with a lot of that.
Is now a good time to take on one of those projects?
It is.
In this weather?
Well, it's good weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want it to be too cold. If it's too cold, the paint can actually freeze and change colors.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, the heat really doesn't matter as much. It can get too hot where the paint's starting to clump up a little bit. But for the most part, it doesn't matter too much as long as you keep your paint covered while you're outside. But it's a good time right now. And so we've actually, you know, been doing a paint special, and we've had a lot of people taking advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still get people ask me, like, I just did SMHX there on Tuesday, and they're like, well, can I get this painted before the holidays? And you still can, depending on what it is, right? So if you have, like, a three-story beach house, we may not be able to get that done before the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just had a regular, you know, 1,000-1,500 square foot house, only going to take us 4 days to do it, most times we can still get that in. We can get that
great.
Done.
Okay. And we got a question about that came in.
Okay.
The painting special that y'all are running, would that apply for inside of a garage, or is that only interior rooms?
Right. It would apply for inside of a garage. Actually, believe it or not, garages are usually cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Than the rest of the house. But most garages are going to be a 20 by 20, which
mm-hmm.
is 400 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
So our paint special is for a 12 by 12, which is 144 square feet. So your garage is going to be double the size of what our special right now is.
Uh-huh.
So ours is a 12 by 12 to be, you know, and then most garages are 20 by 20. Some garages are only 12 foot wide by 19 if it's
right.
a single car garage. But generally, like, a garage is usually about 25 to 30 cents a square foot cheaper because it doesn't have nearly as much trim work and doors in it. Because,
right.
you know, when you go in a garage, it's just four walls,
well, right.
and that's it. It's pretty
no
easy.
No windows. Or.
So most garages are usually pretty reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Our standard price on a garage is about $600 to paint it, and
okay.
that includes the paint. So that give them a good idea of where it's going to end up.
That sounds very reasonable. I'm talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Got another text question in. Thinking about renting out a property, what are some affordable things that I can do which would raise or boost my rental income?
Right. So, I mean, cosmetics really,
mm-hmm.
really do matter, right? Especially
mm-hmm.
in this market. A couple years ago, the real estate market was so high and there was so much competition out there that you really didn't have to do much. You could just put your house up and sell it
mm-hmm.
or just list it and rent it, right?
Right.
And now you're seeing that a lot of landlords are really investing in their properties and trying to make them stand apart from everybody else's. We're even seeing property management companies we work with do like half a month's free rent, or they're do something on the back end with a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now the market is slower. Houses aren't renting as fast and there's a lot of competition out there. So it's like anything else. So, I mean, just imagine if you were renting it or you were buying it. When you walk in, does it feel clean and neat and nice?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be safe, sound, and sanitary.
Right.
So when I say that, what I mean is, you know, safe and sound, but it's also got to be sanitary. So we want the walls to look decent, the flooring to look decent. Most of my houses, when tenants move out, I will paint it just to do a fresh coat of paint.
Mm-hmm.
I will change the flooring out if I have carpet. If I have like a luxury vinyl plank I've already previously bought, most of the time that's good and I just have to mop it.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is walk into a rental and it's used carpet.
Right.
I
yeah.
Just, that's
I,
just.
I hate that. I
hate that.
Because it's somebody else that's been living
yeah,
on it, you know, so I just really don't like it. So safe, sound, and sanitary, but just envision, like, if you were going to live there and you just want it to be a decent, clean place.
Mm-hmm.
Most times you don't have to do a whole renovation and update everything. If it's a nice and clean place, it will rent pretty easily.
Right.
Because that's where a lot of people are missing, you know, is that just homey feeling of it just being a nice clean place.
Well,
so paint floors are your easiest.
Mm-hmm.
You fixtures after that, light fixtures, mini blinds, door knobs, that's your next easiest because that's going to be pretty easy to do. And then past that, you can look at your kitchen and bathroom remodels. But the outside matters too. Always tell people that. The outside matters too, because that's what invites you in. So when you pull up to the house, that's what you see. That's what invites you in. That what says, hey, I want to live here. It looks like a good place. Someone may accept your house because they can't find anything else. Mm-hmm. But when they pull up and they're like, hey, I want to live here. It looks nice. Then that's a whole different ball game, because then they want your house. It's not accepted, they want it.
Right.
And then when somebody wants to live there, they're more serious about paying their rent on time. They're staying for a while. They're not looking to move.
It's interesting, and too, just psychologically, if it's already neat and clean, like you said, then they're going to want to keep it that way.
They're taking better care of it.
They will take care. If it's not, then they think, ah, nobody cares.
Right. If I go into somebody's house and they're renting it out, right, and it looks horrible,
right,
then as a tenant, I'm not expecting that they expect me to make it look nice or me to keep it up, right? If they're not keeping it up, I'm not going to keep it up.
Yeah.
So that is a lot of expectation. So I always tell people safe, sound, and sanitary. That's really important.
Safe, sound, and sanitary.
Yeah. Yep.
That's great. Okay, so we've got been talking quite a bit here with Jonathan Cook about Jonathan's construction and flooring, the remodeling, the flooring. You have talked about vinyl plank, and what are the advantages between vinyl plank, carpeting, and tile? Because aren't those kind of the primary choices, or have I left one out?
Well, you got wood.
Wood,
which is wood is great. I always say wood is timeless. So even in most of our products, like you see it a lot with tile and vinyl plank, we're trying to look like wood, right?
Yeah.
So I mean, that just tells you that wood's here to stay. I mean, even when we make a new product, we try to make it look like wood.
Right.
So wood's a great product, but it's also very expensive, right? So it costs quite a bit to buy it and install it. The install on it's a lot. And then if you get a raw wood that you got to sand down and stain, then that's a lot of work all in itself. And sanding down and staining the wood can be as much as buying the whole floor and getting it installed.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Like most of the time we can do a vinyl plank install, parts and labor. I'm just going to say for around $5 a square foot, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe six. Mm-hmm. And down to four, right? Maybe as cheap as four and up to six a square foot. If you're sanding and staining your floors, most of the time you're about $4 to $5 a square foot. So in just what it costs to sand and stain them, you can buy and have us install a vinyl plank, which is why vinyl plank is so much more popular than wood.
Right.
It's not that it's so much greater, but it's more popular because it's more affordable and you get the same thing in the end, right? So you have that, and then you always have tile, and tile always has a place in a home. Whether it be your showers or tubs or backsplash, we see a lot of people put around their fireplaces. I'm still a big component of tile in like the bathrooms. When we do bathroom remodels,
right?
I love vinyl plank through the whole house, just one consistent flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I veer away from that is when I'm doing like a nice bathroom remodel and I'm doing like a tile shower or a tile tub. Then I like to just carry the tile out on the floor because I feel like it just looks more like an elegant bathroom.
Right.
And if your tile on the bathroom floor matches your other tile on the bathroom, it doesn't look like a different floor in the house at that point. It looks like it goes with something. So I'm a big component of tile in the bathrooms and sometimes even the kitchen, and then vinyl plank through the rest of the house. I get a lot of customers that want carpet in the bedroom still.
Right.
And I'm not opposed to that. Like you said, if you're living there and it's fresh carpet, you have a lot of people that like stepping out of bed on carpet because it's warmer and feels more cozy. So I'm not opposed to that either. So carpet sometimes has a place in a home too. And sometimes even on two-story houses, like carpet will really cut down on the noise for the second story.
Of course, right.
So all the flooring has a different place at one point or another in your home. It's just which one fits best in your house, right?
So when making those decisions from what you've said in previous shows, but you also have to be concerned about what the subflooring, what is underneath all of that. When you start to pull away the old stuff, you find out what the real condition is, correct?
Yes, what kind of subfloor you have does depend a lot. Like I was saying, the carpet on the second story will cut down noise. Your subflooring really does depend a lot, because if you have like an old house, especially an older off-grade house,
right,
and you put tile in there, that tile is going to shift, and then it's going to end up cracking every time the house shifts. So you got to watch things like that. So depending on your subfloor, it can really depend on your type of flooring too.
This half hour's flown by.
Oh my gosh.
How do we contact you, Jonathan?
All right, so you can give us a call at our office, 850-332-5905. You can just stop by and see us, 9320 North Palafox Street, or send us a message on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
All right. Thank you, Jonathan.
All right. See you next Wednesday.